Welcome, beloved, to the next few moments as we look into the Word of God and as we consider the bread of life, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And what does he mean? He means, beloved, that if you put your faith and trust in him, he will send his Holy Spirit into your spirit to do the work of salvation, to satisfy and fill the emptiness that's in your life. And, beloved, God always keeps his word. Well, we're in Titus today, chapter 1, the little short book of Titus that the Apostle Paul wrote. And this book of instruction that Paul gave concerning men of God, that is, pastors, prophets, Old Testament prophets were called, they were men of God, they were proclaimers of the Word of God, and preachers today are proclaimers of the Word of God. They have taken the place of prophets and can even be called a prophet, but they are preachers, or they are ministers. They're sometimes called elders or bishops, terms in the New Testament that are used concerning the preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And so here in Titus chapter 1, verse 6, we read, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, but a bishop must be blameless. Now notice, first of all, he must be blameless. It's twice it's mentioned, and what does it mean, blameless? It means before the world, he's to live a life and conduct himself in his business affairs, in everything he does, in such a way as to not bring disgrace or dishonor upon the name of Christ. I have known men who claim to be preachers of the gospel of the Lord Jesus, who did not pay their bills, who did not do things before the world that honored God, but rather brought shame and disgrace upon the name of the Lord, because they were prideful, they were full of pride, and they felt like that the world owed something to them. And, beloved, that is not a true man of God. That is not a man of God that is blameless, because he's bringing disgrace upon the name of the Lord. A bishop or a proclaimer of the truth of God's word, a preacher, is to be blameless. Secondly, the husband of one wife. Not the husband of more than one wife, but the husband of one wife. That's one of the requirements given here in the Word of God. Having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. Now, that puts a big responsibility on we men of God to teach our children, to train our children, to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to keep them under control, to not let them bring dishonor and disgrace upon the name of the Lord. Why? Because people watch the children of the preacher, and people judge how children, Christian children, should behave by the example of the preacher's children and how they behave and how they conduct themselves. And that's why the child of a pastor is not to be unruly, and he's not to be accused of rioting and stirring up conflict and creating problems and making all kinds of disturbances, but he is to respect the house of God. He's to respect his parents. He's to obey his parents. He's to set an example. And this is one of the requirements and responsibilities that's placed upon a pastor, that his whole family sets an example of Christianity and of Christ-likeness before those that they minister to, and before the world that is watching them, because the world wants to find fault with the man of God, especially if he's a true man of God, and if he's proclaiming sound doctrine, if he's preaching against sin, then the world's going to do everything they can to criticize, to find fault, to condemn. And if his children are not walking in a right manner, then they will jump on that and will point out how that this man does not control his children. And so I've known men of God who've had to leave the ministry because their children got on drugs, or their children got into alcohol, or their children did things that brought disgrace upon the name of the Lord. And I tell you, beloved, it's easy for a preacher to get confused about priorities. The Word of God tells us in Ephesians chapter 5 and 6 what a preacher's priorities are to be, but it's not just a preacher, it's any child of God. In chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit." The first priority of a believer is their relationship with Almighty God, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, that is, yielded to the Holy Spirit of God and walking after the Holy Spirit of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and direct their step. That's the number one priority, and that means time alone with God. But what happens is, a lot of times, and this happened to me, and I confess that I fell into this snare for a long time and nearly lost my children because of it. Because I put the work before my family, and that is completely contrary to the Word of God, the list of priorities given there in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6. First of all is my priority, my relationship with God. Second is my relationship with my wife. Third is my relationship with my children. And fourthly comes the ministry. Fourthly comes the work. Now, this is true of any believer. No matter who they are, no matter where they work, this is the guideline that God has given as priorities for them. And you can read it for yourself, beginning with Ephesians 5, 15 or 18, through about verse 6 of chapter 6. And there he gives the priorities. First priority, our relationship with the Lord. Next priority, our relationship with our wife. Third priority, our relationship with our children. And fourth priority is the ministry. And so many times we who are in the ministry become confused and mix up our personal relationship with the Lord with our ministry and our work. And therefore we neglect our family, and it brings disgrace upon the name of the Lord, because our children then get into trouble and do things that are contrary to the Word of God, and we are not fulfilling our responsibility of having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. And so it was by the grace of God that all of my children today are born-again believers, and all of them are serving the Lord in different capacities, not in the ministry as being called to preach, but in serving the Lord in the various work that they're in. They're being a testimony, and people are being brought to Christ through their witness and through their walk with the Lord. And so we see the importance of a man of God obeying the Word of God and being blameless and setting a godly example by first his personal relationship with the Lord, having a time every day in the Word of God, having a time every day on his knees before God in prayer, seeking God's guidance and leadership for his life. And then comes his relationship with his wife, and then comes his relationship with his children, and then comes his work in the ministry of serving the Lord. And it's so easy. Many times I've seen many men of God fall into sin. I've seen their families destroyed because they didn't have right priorities. And so I want you, beloved, to understand the priority that a man of God is to have, as recorded there in the Word of God, and it's not only a preacher, but it's every man of God, every woman of God, every child who knows Christ as Savior. This is the priorities they are to learn to obey. That's why I call the book of Ephesians the believer's handbook, like the Boy Scout handbook, to give guidance and to give direction for the child of God. I love the book of Ephesians. It's one of my favorite books in the Bible, and it gives such clear guidelines and instructions. And so we see that a man of God is to be blameless. He's to be the husband of one wife. He's to put her in the right priority. He's to have his children as third priority. He's not to neglect his children. And then comes the ministry, as again verse 7, for a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God. The second time it emphasizes the importance of the life that the believer, the man of God, the preacher, and the evangelist live, a life that is blameless before the world, not self-willed. And I want you to notice that. He's not to be self-willed. In other words, he's not to be given over to pride. Pride is what makes us want our way and tell people, you've got to do it my way or not at all. No, a man of God is not to be given over to pride. He's to be an humble leader, not an arrogant leader and a dictator. That's not God's word, beloved. And any man of God, preacher or minister of the gospel who is in that position as a dictator is walking contrary to the truth of God's word, and he needs to be confronted for disobeying God's word. And so we see he must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry. And notice that, not quickly angry. That is, he's not to have a short fuse. He's not to lose his temper quickly, but he's to be patient and long-suffering. We've seen that previously. Now, until next time, goodbye.